Perched above the eastern edge of the Lake of the Ozarks, the city of Osage Beach, Missouri, has about 4,000 full-time residents. On summer weekends, the city can swell to host 100,000 visitors. Welcome to the 4040 Project. I'm Trevor Harris. I recently visited Osage Beach to see how residents there embrace and prepare for the weekly summer influx of a mobile city almost as large as the city of Columbia. Some visitors and residents enjoy the ample fishing opportunities in and around Osage Beach. To get stocked up, many drop into Osage Beach Bait and Tackle. There, they get outfitted by owner Bill Cassidy.
Weekends are fabulous. Fridays are great. Monday through Thursday during the summer is awesome. It's a good business to be into. It has its fallbacks because of December, January, February. We don't sell a lot of fishing equipment and fishing tackle. But other than that, it's a great business to be in if you like people and you like outdoors. We got everything from the young couples to the grandma and grandpas that bring their grandkids in to purchase products for fishing. And weekends are fabulous. Fridays are great. Monday through Thursday during the summer is awesome.
Some residents of and visitors to Osage Beach might be leery of baiting a hook. These folks choose indoor activities. I met up with Osage Beach resident Ryan Wilson. Wilson manages Laser Force, which is an indoor laser tag course for adults and teenagers with video games and skee ball for the under 5 set. Here's Ryan Wilson.
We have laser tag, which basically it's a big maze. It's black lit. It's really cool, and you just shoot at each other. Just about everybody enjoys it. We get everybody from little kids. You just have to be at least 5 to play, so we get people from that young all the way up to 70, 80-year-old sometimes.
Directly across the street is Putt & Stuff Family Fun Center. It's owned by David Morose. Here, he talked about how the area has changed since he arrived there about 60 years ago.
I came here in 1948 when I was 10 years old, and my family and I have been, and or I have been in business since continuously since 1948. It's just a delightful area, a wonderful vacation area, a wonderful place for people to have the second homes, which obviously if you go down the lake, you can see the shoreline littered with second homes, some enormous mansions. And I'm thinking, where in the world does this money come from to buy the second home that probably cost $5 or $6 million? It's amazing, but you go to Florida and then you're looking at $25 to $35 million homes. So it's all relative.
4,000 year-round residents of Osage Beach both tolerate tourists and realize that they make a living off those same visitors. The weekend population in the city will remain high through Labor Day. After school's back in session, the crowds go home and the 4,000 residents have the streets, waters, and go-kart tracks more to themselves, at least until summer vacation starts again next May. For KBI's 4040 Project on location in Osage Beach, Missouri, this is Trevor Harris.